What better way to celebrate April's National Poetry Month than talking with some folks who are all about words? That's at Wordplay, an organization that is dedicated to helping Cincinnati's young people achieve their potential by making connections through reading, writing, and storytelling. In the studio with me tonight are Rebecca Hennessy, Development and Communications Director at Wordplay, and Solomon Booker, who is a participant in the Scribes program. Rebecca, also known as Reba, is with us tonight to give us kind of an overview of what happens at Wordplay, which is quite extensive because this begins with very young children, doesn't it, Reba?
It does, yes. So Wordplay is a nonprofit organization. We help Cincinnati's young people fulfill their potential with programs that offer reading, writing, and storytelling opportunities. They do serve kids from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. They take place year-round, including the summertime. Those programs happen in our Northside Writing Center. They also happen in schools during and after the school day and in partnership with other nonprofit organizations and community centers.
Maybe you could give us some particulars, like what kinds of things would five-year-olds be doing? Are they telling stories orally? Are they dictating to someone? Some kids, of course, are writing at that age.
When you get into the younger kids, they want to have fun. With the youngest ones, we will do things like writing prompts where they'll write a recipe for themselves. It helps them with self-exploration. It also helps them with those just very early terms and a little bit with numbers in addition to writing. We had a student who wrote a recipe for me, and he said, you put in one slice of pizza on top of a pile of spaghetti, and then you mix it together with hugs. And so it was a little bit of like his taste and a little bit of how, you know, he identifies and relates to people. And when you get a child engaged in writing and they know that they're not going to be judged for anything they put down, they really, really are proud of themselves. And we always make sure that there's a moment for kids to share. We also will kind of integrate other arts into what we do. So we'll have guest artists from places like Pones or Visionaries and Voices come in and share their crafts with the kids. And then we work that into an integrated curriculum that includes reading a story and then doing like character development. And then the students are able to really have a multifaceted experience. It's not just like school. It's not sitting there and reading a book and trying to parse sentences. It's going beyond that. It's giving them the why, not just the how.
A pretty special guest recently, didn't you? Nikki Giovanni came. Yeah. So you have some amazing mentors, I would say.
Well, Nikki Giovanni actually just released an incredible book earlier this year called A Good Cry. And so Joseph Beth, an incredible bookstore that we're very lucky to have here in Cincinnati, they offered for Wordplay to partner with them in bringing Nikki Giovanni to town. And they offered for Wordplay Scribes to get to meet Nikki Giovanni, share their poetry with her, and then also basically open up for Nikki Giovanni and share with her audience. And to see teens like Solomon reading was a really special moment.
So, Solomon, I want to go to you because you're an actual participant. Tell us a little bit about yourself and most of all about the Scribes program.
I'm 17. I attend Walnut Hills High School. And yeah, I'm one of the Scribes at Wordplay. At Wordplay, we do our weekly workshops on Saturdays. It's from 2 to 4 most weeks. And the director is Miss Desiree Hosley. And sometimes we have guest speakers and guest writers that come in and help her teach the workshop. But generally, it's just her giving us a prompt and we respond to it. And sometimes we organize like community poems and different group pieces. And it's just really to help get us writing and help foster creativity.
So eager to hear what you brought to share with us tonight. Is there anything you want to tell us about this poem before you read it?
It is the piece that I'm performing for the Louder Than a Bomb poetry competition that's happening in Cincinnati. It's entitled The Modern Definition of Beauty. I do not believe beauty is afraid of the dark, nor can she be stretched too thin. When I think of beauty, I think of the gray fringe scent of rain, reminding me that we are water when it matters most. I am soft and pliable and ever-changing, just like water. I give liquid life and go back to heaven when I'm done, because like steam, I rise. Like an underprivileged child defying circumstance, I rise. Like victims bursting from long-held silence, I rise. Because water is as water does, and water I am. I am stretched out supine across the surface of the earth. I am the forgiveness that followed the flood. flood. I'm the authenticity of the snowflake. I'm the God and the river you were baptized in. I am the strike of lightning, surging through water, making proud men humble and humble men proud. I am beautiful and fearful of nothing. With this mindset, it is clear to see why it came as a shock to me that I was not, in fact, beautiful. Because beauty comes in all shapes and sizes, but not sizes too large or shades too dark. They told me, beauty is afraid of the dark, and she is easily stretched too thin. Beauty is berry blue eyes, curls, waves, and light skin, they told me. A quaint and elegant tune, one without bass or tribal rhythm to offend its listeners, so you better wish you had good hair. You better hope you have light skin, because nappy hair isn't beautiful. It's unkempt. Dark skin is not beautiful. It is ethnic. It is ghetto. It is where bullets call home. It is perceived antagonism. It makes you look like a thug. And guess what? It is the punchline of a joke. When every culture of color glorifies light skin, it is the punchline of an old sick joke. When my own niece tells me she wishes her skin was lighter, it is the punchline of an old sick joke, because black souls are beautiful and they are the only things that matter. But beauty is afraid of the dark, they remind me. And she is easily stretched too thin. So I knew that she would flee from the surface of this unmarketable skin before I could even say, my soul emits light and is only water. So not only was beauty something I could never touch, but something I could not even desire, because in the media and the minds of many, beauty is defined as a war zone, as a breaking point, something tight, taut, and tearing, privilege on a silver platter for few and harsh epiphany for everyone else. Beauty is the fable everyone wants to come home to, as the grinding of flesh against bone, and it is the prayer of loose curls and green eyes that never got answered. But when I think of beauty, I think of the mellow scent of a summer sunset making way for the darkness to follow, the crisp coolness of her moonlight seizing me, breathing me, the cherished darkness of her lovingness bathing me, giving rest to the fields with depth that is wide enough and strong enough to cover me up 10 times over the course of 5 lifetimes, reminding me that in her darkness we are beautiful shades of brown, blessed by God with natural crowns, all in all, alive and free, deliberate, and so very beautiful.
Beautiful poem. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Reba, a Solomon referenced Louder Than a Bomb. Tell us, if you would, just briefly about some upcoming events that the Scribes and or Wordplay is going to be involved in.
April and May are some of our favorite times of year. In April, National Poetry Month, Wordplay has a special project that they do annually with local schools. We have a writer in residence who will go into schools and write with students. They'll have a huge day of poetry writing. Then we'll excerpt those poems and we'll hang them on trees around the communities where the schools are located. The couple of schools that we're partnering with this year are in our neighborhood in Northside. So if you're in Northside in April, keep your eyes open for the leaves dangling from poet trees. They're gifts from the students to the world. And it's really wonderful to be able to tell the students that what they've written is going to be shared with strangers who are going to take it and appreciate it. And their stories are going to become a part of someone else's life even more. There's also Louder Than the Bomb, which is happening April 27th. And National Poetry Month also kicks off our campaign for our summer programs that are going to be starting up in June. People are welcome to check out our website to find out about enrolling in those. And if you can make any donations, we are a nonprofit organization, so it's sincerely appreciated.
Solomon has another poem he's going to share with us tonight. And this was a special gift to a special somebody. Tell us about that, Solomon.
I was one of the scribes that was a part of the presentation that we compiled for Nikki Giovanni. So we wrote a group piece for her to help open her book signing at Joseph Beth. And we also wrote our own individual poems that was on the topic of dreams. And we gave that as a gift to her along with some other things. So this was the poem that I wrote for her, and it was simply entitled Dreams. The dream is born from glitter and gold. Her hair is cotton. Her mouth is bold. She rises like dust from an old bookshelf to keep the whole world from falling apart. The dream is warm ocean. The dream is sky. The dream is sage and lavender under a blue tethered sigh. The dream is leather and ivory and brass knuckles when it matters most. The dream is loving marginalized children to sleep and loving hard hearts when they are soft. The dream is harboring cultures of amethyst, belted along her waist and shoulders. The dream is passing in and out of reality, in and out, in and out. You have to look closely to see her now. The dream is at stake. Her head is bare. She is splintering at the bone, her wings yanked spare, her eyes a sudden clasping, her throat closed off, her body an outright cataclysm. The dream is reaching. Her hands are small. She keeps her head up, but the world stands tall. We are taught to abandon dreams in early childhood.
Thank you. It's been delightful being with both of you tonight. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best with this lively and creative work you're involved with and sharing with lucky kids throughout the community.
Yeah, thank you so much for having Wordplay on your program.
I've been talking with Rebecca Hennessy and Solomon Booker about Wordplay and their Scribes program. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.